Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Nice to have you here with us this morning. Have you travelled from the great city of...
I travelled from a small village about 40 minutes north of Cork City this
Did
time.
You?
Yeah, my
Did
wife
you?
And I, we moved to, we bought a house. So.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Lads, you know, but the way the world is, that's in itself an achievement these days.
I feel as though I have won the lottery. Oh,
isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Even without winning streak, you're still able to.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So how long are you in it?
Just about 6 weeks or so.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, so yeah. I was delighted to depart at 5 a.m. this morning and escape a day of dusty DIY. So.
I know, but it's a great thing. It's a great thing. I have to say, firstly, you astound me because the quality of these songs, and I know because I've listened to you for a long time, and the quality of these songs, it's just so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
The music again. How many albums is this? It's five or six or eight?
I think it's eight or nine or something. But it's who's counting? The quantity is irrelevant as long as I'm quite content in the process of doing it. So.
But you see, you've a great sense of what's around you. You're a great man for the sea. You're a great man. Yeah. You've a great love of that, haven't you? That's a big deal in your.
A lot of it, I think, is where I record as well as down in Clonakilty. So we're very close to Longstrand and the ocean down near the Atlantic.
Yeah, but you're greatly influenced by it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, you look around and the idea of the poet or the songwriter is to draw some comparison between the different elements around us just to try and help people to understand what might be happening within themselves or within myself or whatever it is.
Yeah. No, it is. It's an amazing source of inspiration because people always say, write about what you know. Mm. Is there a background there in your life? Is there a background to do with the sea, your fishing?
No,
fishing?
Not really at all.
Really?
No.
It's just...
My granddad would have been a keen fisherman, all right, but it was in the Blackwater.
Oh, right, that's a different thing.
From Ian Kilworth.
It's a different thing altogether. Yeah. We were chatting briefly when you sat down, and you were saying that it is that you're getting more play on this album on what we call mainland Europe than any of the other albums up to now.
Yeah.
But you've been touring. People need to know you're not just playing here, and you're not just sitting here writing songs and doing whatever. You travel. You've played these places for quite some time. I tour
quite a bit in the UK, Belgium, Holland, and Germany as well. So they're kind of.
But German market is huge.
It's enormous.
You see?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the density of population there, and I mean, the size of the country, and particularly, to be honest, it's the Netherlands is the place that really blows my mind because it's so densely populated for the size of it. I mean, it's a tiny little country.
Yeah.
And so. It's a fantastic place to be able to go because they think that a 2-hour drive is a long drive, whereas I'm kind of content to do 6 or 7 hours and stand up on stage for 2 hours and sing my songs, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. And do you bring a band or do you do it as a solo act when you go?
I, on occasion, will bring a small band, but the majority of the time I do it on my own. I have this great love of removing any complexities or complications from my life in order to just... Living as simply and as happily as possible.
Also, have goodwill travel. You travel cheaper.
And more peacefully.
Well, that's very, very true. Now, when it comes to this album, there's a track on it, and I have to mention it, called Restless Sea, which is gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
I know you have your guitar, you're not going to play that. Do you want to tell us a bit about, because I love this song, it's just very special, because when I was playing it, I have a habit here of, particularly when I get the CD, and you've very kindly sent it to me, of just putting the CD on in the car. And it's funny, you get a different perspective when you're just driving around and it's just a piece of music that's banging into your head. And that one just hit me, as did, I may as well tell you, Raven's Cry, which is just phenomenal. But Restless Sea hit me.
Yeah, for me, this album is kind of, is 50-50, a split of love songs and these songs that are about this kind of sense of existential dread or something that might have been kind of boiling over for the last couple of years. And
that's for sure.
It's kind of reflected in the title of Until the Rivers Run Dry, I Will Love You Until the Rivers Run Dry. But if the rivers run dry, it's all over and it's all out, you know.
Yeah.
But Restless Sea is that song where I have this entirely restless. I am an entirely restless entity. I want to progress to the next thing, rarely looking back unless it's to try and improve what's going to happen next. And I just want to keep moving, really. And it's just about the uncertainty and the longing to keep in motion.
Yeah, to keep, yeah. But never forget, when you have three or four hits behind you, make sure when you do a gig, you play them as well.
Of course, yeah.
Nothing worse. No, but there's nothing worse than somebody going to an event and they don't get the songs major.
I need to have one hit first.
Okay. Well, I was making the point about Elton John last night, okay, yeah. At the Three Arena. He's 50 years on the go, right? Mm. It's astonishing.
It's amazing.
And still clearly loves it. He's grinning away. He's loving this. Yeah, and he can't need the money. So let's, you know. And he ends up near the end playing his first hit, which is your song, which is one of the greatest songs ever written, I think, himself and Bernie Taupin. Yeah. And there's the memory that goes back to the beginning. And I think he takes great pleasure in the fact that that song has lasted the pace. And I think it's a firm favourite of everybody's, really. Yeah. You know? So, as I say, keep playing the hits when they go. This is Restless Sea, anyway. John Blake with me, and the album is called Until the Rivers Run Dry. I'm going to force him to play his guitar in a minute. It's just beautiful. I just noticed I have the I have your other vinyl, but I have this on CD, and now I've just wrote, this is on pink vinyl, Mr. John Blake. That's gas. Why'd you go pink? Well, the cover's pink.
Why did I go pink?
John Blake is pink.
It's just literally to match in with the design.
It's just a bit of crack.
Just a bit of fun.
What label is it? Is this your own label, or who is it?
Yeah,
what's
the story? I essentially record and release it all on my own label, which is called We Are Rats Recordings, which is a hangover from a band that I used to have called John Blake and the Rats years ago.
Okay.
But I've just kept that going, and then I licensed it to a company in Dresden, in Germany.
Okay.
Called KNF Records.
Very good. Yeah. Plays on the radio in Germany?
Yeah, they're coming in hard and fast.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's amazing, yeah. Great to see.
Yeah, because that is... that is how you will sell those concerts. That's how you'll sell. Are you touring, by the way?
And going over to Germany in May, but Germany, Belgium, and Holland, and the UK in May. But I'm around Ireland for all of April.
All of April.
Yeah, am I allowed to mention those ones?
Of course. Are you allowed to? Are you mad?
Will I tell you about them?
Tell me about them. Then they'll be mentioned, and then it'll be legal.
Fantastic.
Where's your first one? I don't have any.
Going to the Tea Room sessions in Carrigan Shore, which is actually sold out, as it happens, on the 7th of April. The following day is the 8th of April, playing a Show to Show's promoted gig upstairs in Dolan's in Limerick.
Very nice.
Then it's to Wexford, to a venue I've never been to before, but a restaurant that I have eaten in, called Frank's Place 1860. I'm going to be playing there, then up to Castle Bar on the 19th of April to Bridge Street Bar. Then next day to Waterford to Phil Grimes, which I'm told there are very few tickets left for.
Good man.
I'll be doing Record Store Day in Music Zone, my favourite record shop in Cork. And then on the 23rd of April, I'll be playing in the famous The Barriers in Clonakilty.
The Barriers has such a reputation.
Yeah. Deserves it.
I've never been in the Barriers. So I have friends who have played there. A great guitar player called Norman Teeling, great jazz player. And he plays with Pat Henry, the fitness guru. Okay. And he plays bass. Seriously, they talk about this venue.
It's a fantastic place.
So. What is it about it? Why is it? Because everybody talks about it.
The aesthetic of the bar to begin with is comfortable and old and weird and quirky. Yeah. Like there's an indoor rainforest almost in one part of it out the back of it.
All right.
And the front bar.
You didn't dream that now, that's real.
I can't promise anything, but from what I recall, anyway. Yeah. But and then the front part is just traditional old bar where they have singing sessions and traditional Irish sessions and things. But it's just a beautiful bar. You know those pubs you walk into and they have these collections of oddities and rarities and photographs on the wall from the people who've been there over the years and at different gigs, and it's just like walking through a little miniature museum or something.
Yeah, and as Phyllis said, and it's also very authentic and very real. And that's the other thing about these places. Yeah, that makes all the difference. Listen, are you going to play for me? Are you going to... you have a guitar with you.
I will do my best to ask 9:10 a.m. to give you a rendition of a song called Lyric and Air.
Well, listen, if Lyric and Air.
Yeah.
Oh, we can adopt that here. If anything goes wrong, I'll just start playing the CD, say nothing.
Brilliant. Thanks. It's nice to know you have a little faith in me.
I have a little. Now, Lyric and Air. This is Mr. John Black, ladies and gentlemen, and a track from the album which is out now called Until the Rivers Run Dry.
If I was the singer, would you be the lyric in air? Your heart like a kick drum, the batter of your lashes, the snare. I can't get you out of my head, but why would I want to do that to you, my love, once more? Of a feather perched in the heather, we sang the sun to the sky, stealing the dawn from the night. I can't get you out of my head, but why would I want to do that? Singer
I was nearly going to destroy it by singing with you.
Because sometimes you can't help yourself.
You've got the lyrics in the, in the album, which is a nice touch, and not everybody does it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Of course, Colin McInerney is involved on the strings on the album.
This record was a bit of a special one in a sense, just because it was real. I didn't set out to do it on purpose, but it turned into an opportunity for me to just work with people that whose music I've listened to since I was 16, 17, 18.
Sure.
And just had huge admiration for, but actually had never met. So Colm being one of them, I just cold called.
Did you?
Sent him an email. I said, Colm, is there any chance you might be willing to come down to Clannacilty and do a bit of recording with me? And
he said,
would you believe I was listening to Radio 1 and I heard your song on John Creedon last
Good
night?
Lord.
And I said, fantastic coincidence.
Yeah.
So he popped down for 2 days.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we fitted that in. And then the other was Cathy Davey.
Cathy Davey, yeah.
Whose album, particularly her album, Tales of Silver Sleeve, was one of my absolute favourite records growing up.
And how'd you get to her?
Similarly.
Just a call.
I'm kind of, I don't mind giving people a ring and seeing how they're getting on, you know.
But the worst thing is they say no. So.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm used to people saying no. I'm used to being shot down.
So there's no pain then.
There's very little.
Yeah, you can get away with it. Here's an interesting thing. Now, I know that from the car, and I know from listening to it at home, and I know with all the beautiful arrangement, it still works. It's just you and the guitar. It still works.
Yeah, for me, it's real. The process and how it all is represented at the very end is obviously this beautiful thing that I will, this thing that I think is beautiful, that I will present to people for them to consume it. But for me, the essence of everything has to come down to, can I perform it on my own with a guitar, or better yet, can I perform it without a guitar and just stand in a beautiful room and sing it, you know?
To give you those options when you decide what way to door. In terms of these gigs, are these all on your own, by the way? Just need to
check. All of those gigs are solo, actually.
And what about Europe? Are they on your own as well?
All of the European gigs nearly all of them are solo. Actually, in June, I'm going to be playing three shows all in Cork County, as it happens. But they're with these two string players, a cello player called Moritz and Philip, a viola player from Dresden, who I did this artist in residence program with in Saxony last summer in July. And I'm bringing them over, and we're touring it as John Bleck and the Broken Strings is the name of the ensemble. And we'll be playing in Sea Church in Ballycotton and Tracton Arts Centre, and then in the newer but also famous, if not infamous, Leavis's Corner House in Ballydehob, which is another beautiful place down in West Cork. So I'm looking forward to having those guys over.
That'd be interesting, have them on stage.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility of you with a band, with surrounded by everybody in terms of a concert? Is that a possibility?
Everything is possible, Marty, if you'll foot the bill.
Look, it's always the same question.
Yeah.
They come in here just because we happen to know the lads and the lassies in the concert orchestra. They think we can throw everything out. But that would be good. That would be nice. It'd be just nice to see, because your songs do lend themselves to that, it seems to me.
Thank you very much.
To that big production that could be done.
Thank you. But,
because I suppose it's like anything in this business, if you hear a song, you go, hang on a second, I can imagine that with.
Mm.
And that would be, wouldn't that be fantastic to build that up? It's happened to other people, And I only say it to a few people when they come in, and it is... if an album lends, but it's not, the gas thing about you is it's not just this album, but it's previous work also would lend itself. I think, for instance, of a great song, one of my favourites called Cormorant.
Yeah.
Imagine that with an orchestra
it'd be beautiful.
Fabulous, wouldn't it?
You could hear the rumbling of the ocean.
But couldn't you just, speaking of the ocean, are you going to do another one for me? I don't want to tire you out now. But you got away with that one, and I see no reason why we couldn't have two.
Okay.
Is your lady wife listening, or your lady partner? Are you married or single or promised or what are you?
I'm very much married, very happily married.
Good man.
Yeah, gleefully married, in fact.
Gleefully, that's a beautiful phrase.
I have a feeling she is listening, because she regards me and you to be her two favourite men.
She's a woman of great taste.
And she has said it to me on more than one occasion.
She's a special person. Yeah. What's her lady name? What's your lady's
Kira.
Name? Kira. Mm. Well, good morning, Kira. Kira right now in the new house. In the Black House.
Yeah.
As it were. That sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
It does sound strange. The Black House. It's the Flop House.
It does. What are you going to sing for me? What have you got?
I'm going to sing a song called Lovelorn.
Lovelorn. Gorgeous. Here it is. Also from the album.
One day, stealing my breath away, you took a bead or two when I laid eyes on you. The simple truth is, I was born waiting for you, so lovelorn. Take a life for you and bury the bodies too. Though it sounds cavalier, I'd do it for you, my dear. I wishing my life away, paid all the dues I could pay. But what can a poor fool do to try to get through to you? The simple truth is, I was born waiting for you, so kind, please don't disregard this lyrical greeting card. You took a bead or two when I laid eyes on you. I
personal song. That's a beautiful song. I'm just watching how you play the guitar. Is that kind of that open tuning thing? Is that like the Joni Mitchell business?
A lot of what I do is, but this one is, in fact, is just a drop D. So it's the E string is just dropped down to a D. But yeah, I do a lot of open tuning and I love
it's
it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It gives you a really full orchestral
very full
sort of sound.
Now, that's exactly what it is. You're working already towards the orchestra.
Oh, always.
That's just gorgeous. That's just very special. Listen, thank you for coming in. It's a real joy. I am just knocked out by the album. And again, I hope now, this is, you see, it's so hard now to get plays across the board for anybody who, as you say yourself, hasn't had a hit yet. For anybody who's still there doing the business, you know, you're getting the gigs, you're out there working, but you need plays in the radio, and you need totally. Them. You need more than one or two. You need.
It's still it is still the thing,
isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
It's still and it doesn't come easy. I know this because I talk to colleagues. Say, oh, well, we got this, and we have to play that. And we have such and such.
Yeah, there's certain obligations, and I mean, RTE are keeping the lights on as well, in a sense, and they have to look after their own operations. But in all honesty, RTE and Lyric have been incredible to me. I would say that genuinely, in no small way, will you be responsible for some of the rooms in my house being done up.
So that's great. God, we're paying for the wallpaper. Isn't that great?
Yeah, we'll get the plaster on it first.
You'll be able to get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that compliment. But I think it's important that you get plays, but that they're consistent and it builds. Because, you know, not to put a kind of fine tooth on it, but the fact is, once upon a time, that was how people built reputations. And because, you know, you heard it in the morning, you heard it at tea time, you heard it at in the evening. Do you know?
It was a different time, but
but you need that still.
Yeah, it still exists. It does exist.
You have to have it.
Grateful for it.
Oh, for God's sake! Listen, you're a joy, John. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Until the Rivers Run Dry is the album. The Tea Room Sessions, Carrick and Shore, 7th of April. That's the next opportunity.
That one's sold out.
Of course it is. But if you're looking, let them. It'd be nice if a crowd outside the door begging to get in, as opposed to begging to get out. Yeah. I'm going to finish with Raven's Cry, because I'm not letting the moment pass. Thank you so much for joining us today. You're a star, and I wish you well. Take care.